And Johnny Depp plays Captain Jack Sparrow again. Chapter 4 in the Pirates of the Caribbean saga is out today, called No Stranger Tides, and it finds the pirate captain searching for the Fountain of Youth. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says the series needs it.
It must be exhausting looking for an escape route every time you enter a room. I'd never caught Captain Jack Sparrow doing that before, but there's a new director at the helm, Rob Marshall, who made the musical Chicago, and I guess he wants you to be aware of his action choreography. So before an early palace escape, he draws your attention, and Johnny Depp's, to the respective positions of a window, a chandelier, and a gilded chair. And then he brings on a foppishly overdressed Captain Barbossa, now flunky to King George, and lets Depp swish into action.
Jack, our sands be all but run. Where's the harm in joining the winning side?
I understand everything. Except that wig.
And he's off, kicking food off a long banquet table, swinging from that chandelier, and eventually ending up on the street, where he evades British soldiers by plunging into an 18th century version of Rush Hour. Horse-drawn carriages zooming every which way, as Depp leaps from moving roof to moving roof. It's the kind of thing you can imagine dancer Gene Kelly turning into a tour de force, except he'd have insisted on doing it in one take, not with stunt doubles and chopped-up editing. Still, it's frenetic, and that's what pirates' audiences expect, right?
Captain, I wish to report a mutiny. I can name fingers and point names.
Apart from choreographed action, here's what's different this time. Orlando Bloom and Keira Knightley are gone. Can't say I miss them, but apparently the producers thought audiences might, so they've been replaced by an equally bland Chaplin and Mermaid. This being the first post-Twilight Pirates movie, its mermaids are all vampires. Wouldn't you love to have been present at that story conference? And then there's Penelope Cruz.
What were you doing in a Spanish convent anyway?
Mistook her for a brothel. Honest mistake.
She shows up playing Jack's former flame, and presumably to add depth to her cleavage, the picture's been shot in 3D. Okay, that's not the reason. More likely someone thought those 3D glasses would darken the special effect sequences and disguise how labored they are. Speaking of labored, let's talk plot.
Have you ever seen the Fountain of Youth?
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
This youth quest in On Stranger Tides is certainly clearer than the last two Pirates plots, but making things clear in a franchise based on a theme park ride just makes it seem best suited for real youth. Of an age likely to freak out over vampire mermaids. Small kids won't really appreciate Johnny Depp either, though frankly he's getting to be less fun as the series ages, possibly realizing that what's riskiest in Pirates 4 isn't walking the plank, but jumping the shark. This supposedly starts another trilogy, ending with, what, Pirates of the Caribbean on Golden Pond? I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.